Hey everyone, Craig Rosen here from beautiful Porter Ranch, California. That's a suburb in Los Angeles, California. I'm here on Rockin' the Suburbs, filling in for Jim and Patrick. They're on spring break, so this was originally going to be a phone call or maybe a few phone calls, maybe pulling a couple Echo Park Jimmies, but it went from that to maybe an MP3 to a full episode. And in this episode, I'm basically going to respond to a few things that have come up in the past while I've been listening. You know, some things that Jim and Patrick and one of my favorite characters on the show, the great Echo Park Jimmy, have mentioned in the past. So, you know, let's get right into it. As I mentioned, I'm Craig Rosen. I did one full episode before. You may have heard it was a perfect pop thing about the Buzzcocks Ever Fallen in Love With and how I got into punk rock through skateboarding. If you haven't checked that out, maybe look it up. Maybe you can find it. Give it a listen. Anyway, I got to address a few things since the last time I phoned in. First of all, my dog Milo, he's almost healed up now. It's true. He broke his toe. He's a Boxweiler. He's a beast. And Jim or Patrick, I'm not sure which one, but somebody said, how does a dog break his toe? Well, I'm going to tell you, we don't know exactly how. It could have been a few things. We live in a corner lot and we have a pool deck, and Milo just runs like a freight train. You know, anytime there's like the mailman or the UPS truck or whatever, he goes off and goes back and forth. And there's a part of the pool deck that's coming up from some tree roots. So he could have hit that, or he might have done it the day before it happened. We were playing basketball. That's right. I played basketball with my dog. He is like Air Bud Cujo. The guy goes for rebounds. He'll get the ball and he won't give it up until I give him a treat. And he's actually popped the basketball in the past. But sadly, I think Milo's days of playing basketball are over. I don't want him to break his toe again, so I'm going to try to have to keep him calm and not too active. Stick to the walks when I can listen to Rockin' the Suburbs. Those daily walks, I really miss them, and I really miss hearing Rockin' the Suburb every day. That's right, every day. I do listen every day when I can walk Milo. And something else I want to address. Jim and Patrick were busting my balls a little bit about this, and I enjoyed that immensely. It made me laugh. In fact, one night I was pulling into the garage and my wife caught me in the car laughing, and I heard you guys saying, listen when you can, you know, or binge while you're cleaning your mother-in-law's pool. And yeah, I know it's really weird that I mentioned that, but it's true. And, you know, the weirdness, it's my life. You know, when you think about it, I'm cleaning the mother-in-law's pool at the rental house. What does that mean? That means that the mother-in-law is living with us. It's true. Sadly, my father-in-law passed away last year, so we took in my mother-in-law. We're renting her house, and my wife hired me to clean my mother-in-law's pool since I do such a good job on my own pool. Maybe I should be flattered. I don't know. But, you know, the challenge of living with your mother-in-law is certainly a big one, especially because she's from Argentina. She's suffering from mild dementia. She knows how to speak English, but she defaults into Spanish. So she frequently speaks Spanish to me. I don't understand. I did take Spanish classes. I was a horrible student. None of it stayed with me. I didn't know I would be marrying into a Spanish-speaking family, and I blew it big time. So I get to try to understand her. And she's here right now, downstairs. I'm in the closet. Jim's recommendation for me to record in the closet. The walk-in closet upstairs in the master bedroom. The mother-in-law is downstairs at the kitchen table doing her adult coloring books and watching some sort of judge court show. Anyway, let's get right into responding to fellow Angelino Echo Park Jimmy. He threatened to give a top 100. I'm not going to bore you with all that. And I know it's like April. I'm like that guy that still has his Christmas lights up. I never got around to sharing my 2017 picks with you guys. I did do a top 10 for Yahoo, and I'm not going to bore you with even the top 10. I'm just going to give you my top album and top single, and hopefully you'll dig it. My top album is one that I really haven't heard anyone mention much at all. It's called Milano, and it's by Daniel Lupi. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not even sure. And the Parquet Courts, and Karen O is a guest on this record. I heard some of it on KCRW here in Los Angeles and then checked it out. But Daniel Lupi, he's best known for his 2011 collaboration with Danger Mouse that featured Jack White. You might have heard that. And for this album, he enlisted the Parquet Courts and Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And I wrote just a little paragraph for Yahoo saying something like it's got echoes of the Velvet Underground, Bowie, Iggy, and the B-52s. It's only 9 songs long, but it still manages to sound fresh and vital. And check it out. Here's the opening track, Soul and Cigarettes.
Albatross flying again after 20 years in a cage. Passes overseas, brings a ghost to its knees. Feathers flocking into words on a page. Now I've had faith, but I've also had doubt. And I've seen you slipping slowly in the serpent's mouth. On nights that never happened, flights that were abandoned, cut short like a throat, uninvited to sing. As I walked in the street where you shuffled your shoes, staring up into windows, sinking down into blues. My soul and cigarette were signing a truce, and it made me feel for a moment or two like a pilgrim in the Holy Land. Like a pilgrim in the Holy Land. Like a pilgrim.
Dig it. Check that out. Daniel Lupi in the Parquet Courts with Karen O. The album is called Milano. Check it out. You'll like it. And my number one single of the year is Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. And everybody has heard this song.
To keep my hands on myself.
Yeah, that was Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. It's a great track. It kind of brought rock music back into like mainstream pop consciousness. You know, it was an actual hit on Top 40 Radio or CHR, whatever you want to call it. And I love to hear rock mixed in with everything else. I heard John Gurley, and again, I think that's how he pronounces his name, on a radio show saying that that song was inspired by Please Mr. Postman, that golden oldie.
Oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman.
And it resembles it enough that they gave the songwriters of that song credit on Feel It Still. And there's also another reference to another song that you probably know. That line about I've been a rebel since 1986, that's a reference to the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right to Party. And Mike D was working with Portugal the Man on that album a little bit. So check it out. Check out the whole album and the band. And I heard you guys talk about them a little bit, and you were a little bit dismissive I'd have to go back and listen to it to be sure, but they're not some band that just emerged recently fully formed. They actually have several indie label records, including 2009's The Satanic Satanists, which was followed by The Majestic Majesty, which is an acoustic version of the previous album. And around that time, I interviewed John Gourley for a long-defunct little magazine called Poptimist, and he was a cool dude. I enjoyed talking to him, and I asked him if that title was like sort of riffing on the Rolling Stones, their Satanic Majesty's request, you know, the album that's sort of like Sgt. Pepper's, and that was the Stones' psychedelic album. And he went into this really funny rap about how he's not really a Stones fan because he hates Mick Jagger and that little like funky chicken dance he does. And, you know, I love the Stones. I like the Stones, you know, but I thought it was really funny what good old John said. And for a little taste of what Portugal the Man sounded like before they hit it huge, here's a track called Lovers in Love from the Satanic Satanists. And finally, in response to something that Echo Park Jimmy brought up, the mention of Trump in REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. I happen to be a huge REM fan. I actually wrote a book on REM called REM Inside Out, The Stories Behind Every Song. And you can find that on Amazon from prices ranging from like $1.99 for the first edition to the second edition that some people are selling for like $700. And I'm not lying. I'm not sure why that might be. Maybe it's some sort of collector's item, but whatever. Anyway, the actual line is team by team reporters baffled, trumped, tethered, cropped.
Team by team reporters baffled, trumped, tethered, cropped. Look at that. No plane. Fine. Yeah. Uh-oh. Overflow. Population common.
That's Trump with a lowercase t, but it is strangely weird that it comes right after that mention of reporters, and given Trump's whole fake news thing and berating the news media, it's very strange that happened. And if you weren't keeping up with the campaign, I know we don't want to get too political or anything like that, but in a strange twist, Trump actually played It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine at one of his rallies. REM was not amused. They don't exist as a band anymore. But they're still around as people. Michael Stipe went off. He sent out a statement. I'm not going to read it here because it's got some choice words that Patrick and Jim probably don't want on their podcast. If you're interested, Google. Google it. Google is your friend. Anyway, I think that's about it for this episode. I wasn't sure if I was going to do one or two, but I haven't even gotten to that whole L7 thing yet. So I think we're going to have to do another one. It's Craig Rosen here, signing off from Porter Ranch, California. You can find me on Twitter at Craig Rosen. You could also check out at Number One Albums, where I post entries from the Billboard Book of Number One Albums on every Number One album from Elvis Presley through the Beatles Anthology 1, with some newer ones mixed in. But the actual book was through those. So check me out, Craig Rosen, at Number One Albums. You can email Jim or Patrick at rock@suburbspod.com or on social media at suburbspod. And I can talk sometimes. Anyway, rock on. Keep rocking those suburbs. Craig Rosen, out of here. Soul and cigarettes. Soul and cigarettes. One more time. Soul and cigarettes.